Precious Father, we bless you this morning. We exalt you, for you are God and you are not a man. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, O Lord. We bless your name, O Lord. We exalt you. You are good. You are kind. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised, O God. You are worthy to be praised. We honor you. We bow before you. We lift your name higher. We say you are God and you are God alone. Oh, Jehovah Nisi, we bless you. Jehovah Rapha, we honor you. Thank you, Jesus. You are God with us. You are the Emmanuel, God with us. Thank you. Yeshua, we bless your name. Lord, we honor you. You are good. You are kind unto us. Blessed be your name. You are God, our provider, our healer, the God that sees us, the God that knows us. Thank you for the redemption by your blood. We honor you. And Father, this morning, we ask, O Lord, that you will speak to us. You will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Today is Tuesday, the 17th of March, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Honor him, for his God is good and his mercy endures forever. I want you to bless the name of the Lord. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day. Declare into the day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare all things work together for my good today. All things work together in my favor today. In the name of Jesus, I speak the word of the Lord over this day. In the name of Jesus, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the banner of the Lord over this day. I declare any evil weapon that is programmed into this day, you will not prosper over me. In the name of Jesus, the devices of the wicked is frustrated over my day. In the name of Jesus, as I step out today, I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk into the trap of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into the trap of man. In the name of Jesus, I declare I will not walk into error and I will not walk in error. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. As I go today, the eyes of the Lord is upon me. The presence of the Lord go with me. The glory of the Lord overshadow me. For I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me. The hand of the Lord is upon me. From the beginning of the year to the end of the year. From the beginning of the day to the end of the day. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The blessings of the Lord is my portion this day. In the name of Jesus, no weapon that is put together in this day, they will not prosper against me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I cancel every evil conspiracy against me. In the name of Jesus, every agenda of darkness against me, you are canceled. In the name of Jesus, you will not stand. In the name of Jesus, evil word, evil thoughts, I put you under subjection. In the name of Jesus, every evil thought, either from me or towards me, I cancel you. Every thought of accident, thought of evil, either from me or towards me, you are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I declare the name of the Lord is my covering. In the name of Jesus, I am covered by the blood of Jesus. I declare today that the blessings of this day is my portion. In the name of Jesus, the evil of this day will have no place in me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare that the provision of God to me is delivered unto me. The provision of God for me I receive. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day. You will yield your increase unto me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I lift up the banner of the Lord over me. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is protection. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I speak his word into my day, that my going out is blessed and my coming back is with testimonies. In the name of Jesus, every hand that is lifted against the hand of the Lord, that is against the word of the Lord over my life, such hand I command you to wither. In the name of Jesus, I declare any form of traffic, demonic traffic across my way today, you are cleared off in the name of Jesus. The Lord anoints my head with oil. My head will not lack oil. The Lord anoint me with oil. He anoints me with his grace. The Lord set my feet upon the high places of this day, and I walk upon them. I walk upon them gracefully in the name of Jesus. This day, the Lord is not handing me over to the wicked. He is not handing me over to my enemy. But the Lord has placed my feet in a large room. The Lord has placed my feet in a large place of glory, and I walk upon them in the name of Jesus. I declare by his word, surely his goodness and his mercy shall follow me. His goodness and his mercy is my portion this day in the name of Jesus. I declare by his word, my preservation and that of my household is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to lift up our voice concerning this nation. I want us to ask for the mercy of the Lord upon Nigeria. Pray for Nigeria. Lord, let your mercy speak on this nation in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon us. Let your light, let there be light in the name of Jesus. Father, you will put an end to the throne of darkness in Nigeria. You will put an end to the reign of wickedness in this nation. Lord, you will stop the reign of wickedness in Nigeria. You will take charge, Lord. Let there be light in the name of Jesus. Let there be light, Lord, so that this nation will not turn to become the habitation of the wicked, will not turn to become the habitations of cruelty. Father, let there be light in the name of Jesus. Father, you would destroy the enterprise of the wicked so that they will not prosper in that which they have set their heart to do over this nation in the name of Jesus. Show us mercy, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father, over all the prayer requests that we are placing before you, Lord, we ask according to your will, let it be established. We ask for healing. We ask for deliverance. We ask for breaking of evil cycle. We ask for success. We ask, O God, that your hand of grace will be upon them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. This morning, by the grace of God, there is something that the Spirit of the Lord has laid upon my heart, and I want us to really listen, and I want you to pray. And, you know, I want you to go through this day praying about it and, you know, searching the scripture, reading the scriptural passages that I'm going to give unto you. I want you to stand upon this word of the Lord and really pray, and really pray concerning your life, concerning your lineage, concerning where you came from. Pray. If you don't love yourself and you don't think that this prayer is meant for you, pray for your children. Your children that comes out of your loins, or pray for those that are going to come out of your loins. Pray for them, because this is something that has been standing over life, and you find out that no matter the height of glory that people have attained, there is still something that speaks against them. So by the grace of God today, by the leading of the Spirit of the Lord, we are going to deviate a little bit from our anchor scripture for the month, which is Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2. I did believe that this is still under Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2 because this is God intervening in the affairs of your life. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 24, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. So if you want to give it a title, you can call it the blood that speaks. Now, I want you to understand, dearly beloved, that the blood that speaks better thing is the blood of Jesus Christ. The only blood that speaks better thing, that establishes a new covenant, a covenant of grace, covenant of mercy over our life, is the blood of Jesus Christ. Who is my mediator? That is the Lord Jesus Christ. The only blood that speaks better things concerning us, the only blood that speaks better thing, is the blood of Jesus Christ, who is your mediator. He speaks better things. He does not only speak better things concerning you and concerning me, but he stops every language of vengeance and stops every expression of wrath of other blood that speaks evil concerning you, that speaks evil concerning me. He does not only speak better things, but he cancels every language of vengeance. He stops every expressions of wrath, expressions of anger that other blood speaks concerning our life. Beloved, I need you to understand that by the law of nature and by the law that is laid down concerning life, every blood that is spilled does not dry. Of course, you might have taken care of the place and the place looks neat, but the blood continues to speak wherever it is being spilled. It does not dry. Life taken untimely will continue to speak, not only on the perpetrators of this evil, but concerning their generations to come. And that is why, as a child of God, you really need to stand on the word of the Lord and declare his word, that it has been said in the word of the Lord that we will not say this proverb again, that our father has eaten the grape and the teeth of the children is set on edge. You need to stand and pray. It is an established covenant that there is vengeance that is being called out over any blood that is spilled. The blood will continue to speak, calling out for vengeance, calling out for wrath over the perpetrators of this evil. Our redemption, our way out of this wrath, our way out of this covenant is in the new covenant that is in the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I need you to understand the place where this prayers is going to come from. That is why I'm taking the time to explain to you the only covenant that breaks the existing covenant of vengeance and the wrath that is upon this world is through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his death and resurrection that has bought us from the vengeance, that has bought us from this wrath that is coming. Not just that his blood speaks, but the blood of Jesus speaks continually and constantly over me, over you. He continues to speak over our life. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Abel, calls out for wrath and for vengeance over Cain. But this is what the blood of Jesus does. The blood of Jesus speaks better things concerning you. So I want you to have a base on which you are going to stand on the prayer when you pray. Beloved, I want you to pray this morning. Stand on the covenant that the blood of Jesus Christ has bought for you. Declare, I stand on the new covenant that Christ has made for me, and I silence every evil, every wrath, every vengeance, every curse that is being proclaimed over me. For the blood of Jesus speaks better things than the blood of Abel. The blood of Jesus speaks better things than any evil blood that speaks concerning me. The book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 13. The scripture says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having been cursed for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hung on a tree. The blood of Jesus has redeemed me. The blood of Jesus has redeemed me from any curse of vengeance, from any wrath that is speaking concerning me. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, this morning I want you to set yourself into the scripture. See yourself in the scripture and stand on this new covenant of redemption that is through the blood of Jesus. Oh, declare over your life that I cancel, I silence every evil blood that is speaking over me. In the name of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 12 says, not with the blood of goat and calves. No, it is not the blood of goat and calf that is used to redeem you, because in them alone, they are not enough. They don't possess the power to redeem you. Anyone that asks you to buy anything to cover your redemption, you are buying animal to cover your redemption. Even the blood of human cannot purchase your redemption. It is only by the blood of Jesus. The scripture says, not with the blood of goat and calves, but with his own blood, he entered into the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. Not with the blood of goat and calves, not with other blood, but by the blood of Jesus Christ himself. I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and declare today, I silence every evil blood, every evil voice that speaks against me. In the name of Jesus, I cancel by the blood of Jesus any other blood that is speaking against my life. Oh, I cancel them in the name of Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and begin to declare, the blood of Jesus speaks better things concerning me. In the name of Jesus, I confirm these in my life. I stand on his word. The blood of Jesus speaks better things concerning me. The blood of Jesus speaks redemption, speaks victory, speaks deliverance over me. In the name of Jesus, oh, the new covenant of his blood breaks away the covenant of evil over me. In the name of Jesus, the new covenant that is in the blood of Jesus breaks the cycle of evil that is in my lineage. In the name of Jesus, I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I am redeemed by his blood. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, because of time and space, I'm going to stop here this morning, and trusting that by the grace of God, we'll continue tomorrow or any other day that the Lord will lead us to continue. But let me pray for you. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the standard of the covenant of the blood of Jesus over you. In the name of Jesus, every other blood that speaks over you, they are silenced. In the name of Jesus, as you step out today, the blood of Jesus speaks redemption over you. The blood of Jesus cancels every wrath of the enemy over your life. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus speaks grace over you, speaks blessing concerning you. In the name of Jesus, you are redeemed from the pestilence of this season. You are redeemed from the evil of this season. You are redeemed from the infirmity that moves around in this season. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus speaks over you. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you. In Jesus' name, I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord give you peace that passes all human understanding. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, remember, our redemption is by the blood of Jesus. You cannot be redeemed by the blood of any man, nor by the blood of goats and calves and rams, but you are only redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Follow Jesus. Give your life to him. Come to Jesus today and you have full redemption, a clean bill of redemption through the Lord Jesus. And remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is at hand. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.